Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. St. Peter Congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. Today's readings tell of how God's promised eternal salvation is made available to all of sinful mankind. It is not by way of an inner personal light or meditation that can lead us to God, as some believe. It can be received only by the power of the Holy Spirit through the word that God has proclaimed. Two of our readings present this call through God's prophets. The first, Ezekiel, speaks of his call to proclaim to God's chosen people a very unpopular message. The other two readings present this call to repent and be saved. In this time of travel by many, we implore the power of God for protection in the hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
A reading from the second chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. He said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them.
Thank you.
the epistle reading, St. Paul gives an account of his call, or conversion, in a way that is confusing to us, but was understandable to the people of first century Corinth, to whom he was writing. Telling of visions and revelations in the third person, and of levels of paradise which were common in their own understanding, Paul relates to what they believed. He tells that this was a call by God, giving him authority to proclaim the gospel. It was received from God, not something that he pursued. The thorn of which he speaks, his weakness, we cannot identify, but it does not take away from his authority to proclaim the word of salvation. The hymn, "How Firm a Foundation," directs us back to the word on which faith is built.
A reading from the 12th chapter of the second letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. I must go on boasting, though there is nothing to be gained by it. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. On behalf of this man I will boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. Though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me, so to keep me from being too elated by the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
In the tradition and authority of the prophets, Jesus proclaimed God's word in the synagogues to the people of Israel. The first part of the reading shows that without faith, the blessings of God cannot be received. The second, sending out the disciples as apostles, reactivates the Old Testament sons of the prophets, or school of the prophets, those being sent out to proclaim the word of repentance, being empowered to also offer healing. We also receive that call not only to listen, but to proclaim the message as we hear in the hymn that comes to us from the African church in Kenya. Listen, God is calling.
A reading from the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
Listen, listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Listen,
listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Jesus gave his mandate,
share the good news,
that he came to save us.
Listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Listen,
listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Let none be forgotten
throughout the world
in the triune name of God.
Listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Listen,
listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Help us to be faithful,
standing steadfast,
walking in your precepts,
God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
Listen,
listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy.
We have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning through this sharing of God's word. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. Vacation Bible School begins tomorrow and runs through July 12th. All children are welcome. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Go out into the world, listening closely, for God is calling you.